You're listening to Pennycoke Radio. Stick that in your ears.
We are all about online entertainment over here at Pennycoke, and that's why we're extremely excited to be sponsored by Roku. Have you heard of this thing? The Roku box is this tiny little device you hook up to your TV, and it connects you to an endless world of online wonder. The Roku allows you to watch your favorite programs streaming directly to your TV, and it's like the best Netflix streaming device out there. You can watch programs from Hulu, HBO Go, Amazon Instant Video, even Disney has a channel on Roku. You into mixed martial arts and UFC? That's cool. Just check out the UFC channel. Watch videos from Break.com, browse your Facebook, you can even play Angry Birds. And it's all thanks to a little device that starts for under 60 bucks. I've been rocking the Roku in my house for a couple of years now, and this bad boy is awesome. No PC needed. Hook it up in a matter of seconds. Hop on via your Wi-Fi and start surfing the streaming waves. So head on over to pennycoke.org and click the Roku ad at the bottom of the page. Read all the information, check out the channels they offer, then choose which box works best for you. They have three to choose from. Pennycoke.org, Roku ad at the bottom of the homepage. Man, they'll set you up.
Hello.
Howdy, everybody.
I'm Jay.
I'm KC Masterpiece.
I'm gonna bring us down so we're not spiking, but we're okay. How's everybody been?
Okay.
We're back in the original, the Geek & News original studio.
Yes.
Which is my basement. Which is awesome. Might be changing here in the next near future. I might be moving my whole office that away. My mom's been staying with us for a couple months, and she's moving out next week. She got a new apartment. And I might be revamping and giving us a lot bigger space.
So we're going to be moving back to the old Geek & News studio?
We actually filmed before, yeah. But I'm going to set it up as a huge office where we have lots of room to spread out. And there's reasons for that, and I don't want to talk about them on the show, but I'll tell you about them later.
Okay.
Ooh, secrets. Ooh. It's just some stuff I'm not sure of yet, so I don't want the mass public to know.
Not sure. I understand.
Okay, well, I'm in the witness relocation program, and I need to make sure I have a safe exit strategy plan at all times. Not really. How's everybody been? Hope everybody enjoyed last week's show.
Good times.
You know, it was crude. And for this show, we try not to be. But, you know, I did mark it explicit. So
yeah,
you all know.
So you were forewarned.
But it was fun. We had a great time last week, and we really did. That's going to be happening probably every other week or so.
Yes.
And the reason for that is every other week, we're going to be doing Growing Up Goonie. So if you haven't checked it out, that show is out now. You can check it out online at iTunes or go to pennycoke.org, and all the links should be working over there. I will also let everybody know that although it will be by the time this is up, every one of the shows that's out also has, if you go to their page, there's also an iTunes link now. So you can click on that, and it'll take you directly to where you could subscribe on iTunes if you should so choose to. Or you can stream it right directly online. So pennycoke.org, you can go over there and check out Growing Up Goonie. It is not safe for the kiddies.
Oh, God, no. It's NSFW.
However, the other show that I do up there with my wife, there's a little bit of language. No, nothing real bad, no F-bombs or anything like that. But my wife and I are doing a show now called Ball and Chain. It seems to be doing really well. People seem to like it a lot. It was I had an idea. I decided, you know, like I do. I just go to people and be like, you're doing a show with me now.
I tell you, Jay, you two sound beautiful together.
It's kind of a laugh riot because I try to tell people all the time. We just had our 10-year anniversary yesterday.
Oh.
I try to tell people all the time. It's bizarre. Those of you who are close to me, like you, Casey, and my other friends, know that we've definitely had some moments where we didn't know if we were going to make it. We separated briefly. You know, we didn't know. But we've always made it through. We've pushed through it. We've decided in the end we want to be together, and we fight for it. But it's funny because we are so different sometimes. And that, I knew. I was like, that's going to make an interesting show.
So true. It's.
And she's like, oh, really? Do you think people are going to find this interesting? I'm like, sweetheart, you're used to us being together. Other people aren't. And it's doing really well. People really seem to like it, and we have a lot of fun. And you know what's really nice about it? Gives us an excuse. I mean, we are on-the-go parents, full-time jobs. I'm an assistant instructor for martial arts. Both my kids and my wife are in martial arts. The kids are both in school. My wife has a funky work schedule. You know, we're always on the go. I'm recording these shows, you know. So we see each other, but we don't really have...
You don't have any, you know, time alone.
So this gives us at least an hour every week now that we are scheduled to sit down and talk.
Oh.
And it's pretty amusing when we do, to say the least. So go over there and check that stuff out. But, if you were offended by last week's show, we apologize. I don't know what to tell you. It could be that way every other week or so.
Yeah, it's...
it wasn't horrible, but it
wasn't like Andrew
Dice usual.
Clay was
hosting. Hickory dickory dock.
Yeah, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like he was hosting.
Well, there were some F-bombs dropped, and I try not to do that a whole lot. But
yeah, true.
On this show. But it wasn't horrible, but it was definitely a little more crude than usual. And I hope we didn't offend you, but just know that if we did, we apologize, but it could happen sometimes.
Yeah.
We are who we are.
We is who we is.
I almost said it that way, but I didn't, and it was too late. Oh, I got new sound effects this week, and the first one is now my official Jay theme. Ready?
All right.
Everyone, I'm Jay. It's the Ultron video game.
What about me?
I don't know.
Oh.
We got to figure out you. You know I'm obsessed with Tron, so it was just one of those things. I was like, ooh, Tron video game. Oh, wait. And with me as always, Casey Masterpiece.
How's everybody doing? You guys want to have some fun? Yeah. I'm trying to use my serial killer voice.
That was beautiful. Oh, wait. I've gotten even better. Okay. What is this from? I got to play with the buttons every week. What is this from? Let's see if you can tell me. Don't look. Right. Just listen.
Hey, look. Is that for the Price is Right?
It is!
Oh my god.
How awesome is that? Makes me remember all those days when I was a kid and stayed home sick from school.
That's what I was thinking.
Because you always watch The Price is Right.
Yeah, it's kind of a given.
So how was your week, sir?
Not bad.
That's a little different for you.
I'm usually very psychotic. But
yeah. You look like you're in a great mood.
Not bad. I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling good enough to be talking in a high voice. That's good. Mine was about the same as always, but I was off today, so that was nice. I went to...
you lucky bastard.
Yeah, I took the day off to go to my kid. My son had some fall fest thing at his school, which turned out to be a fiasco.
Oh, what happened?
Because one of the parents planned the whole thing, and then she didn't show up. So.
Oh, classic. Yeah.
But, you know, the kids didn't know. We made it fun for them, and what was really nice is I was the only dad there. There were a couple of hotties, you know what I'm saying? I mean, my wife was there, too, but I mean,
a lot of MILFs, huh?
Not a lot. It was like two, but there was only out of like five people in the room.
A lot of hot chicks there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm using my high voice again because
Mickey
I'm excited.
Mouse.
Gosh.
Be better if you.
So, why did Minnie break up with Mickey? I'm sorry, Mickey break up with Minnie? Because she was goofy. Oh, she was goofy.
Effing goofy.
Yeah, goofy. I'm trying not to drop the F bomb either because of last, you know.
You said freaking. No, that wouldn't.
Freaking,
work.
No.
Effing. There you go.
Effing, yeah.
We got stories about geeky stuff.
The stories that you love to hear from the boys that you love
To hear it from.
Yeah, there you
go. I'll go first. Me. I don't know who went first last week. But I had that crazy.
I think I went first last week.
You know, I got to make up for the foam robot that. It was cool if you watched the video. Very complicated to read, though. I realized that. I went through, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. And then I did some fancy editing to make it sound like it made more sense. you heard, man, there's a bunch of flooding going on over in Thailand. Have you heard about this?
Yes, I did, you know.
Well, the Thailand floods are wreaking some havoc on the tech industry. First of all, our first place to really get hit was the international hard drive supplies, and now a Sony manufacturing plant. If you go check out the images of it online, it shows the plant looking like it's pretty much sinking. It looks like the frickin' Titanic. They're saying that the recent extreme floods have gotten like over 10 feet high, and in some areas they expect it's even deeper. Jeez. So if you go check out the pictures of the Sony plant online, it is crazy, dude. It's like underwater.
What night in Bangkok makes the water go flooding? Oh, sorry, go ahead. That's a little crude.
The
that's a bad taste.
The Sony plant is the seventh industrial site in this complex to be hit by the water, bringing the combined estimated damage for all of this park's factories to around 30 billion baht, which is over $974 million worth of damage.
Whoa.
The mayor of Bangkadi expects to take, he's saying it's probably going to take nearly a month for the waters to recede. And then it's probably going to take another 3 months or so before they can get the park back into working condition. And that means halted production pretty much for the next four to five months.
Jeez.
So what's this mean to you Sony people out there? Because, you know, Christmas is coming, dude, and some people like their Sony. Well, their cameras, Sony cameras, are the primary products that are made at this particular site.
Mm-hmm.
So your other things, your TVs, so and stuff like that should be okay.
What I'm hearing right now is that I can't take advantage of this devastation and charge maybe $400 for a used PlayStation 1 because of the damage.
You know, places will probably try.
I was thinking about that because, you know, this is how I make my money, screwing people.
Well, so, you could try.
I could.
There will always be those people who don't bother to look things up online to find out for themselves. They'll just take it as the gospel.
Sony's in trouble. Yeah, I was like, that'll work.
But for all the smart people out there who listen to Geek and News, they know better. It's just their cameras.
Okay.
But this kind of sucks for a lot of people because Sony's got this new, what is it, the 24.3 megapixel Sony Nex 7,
ooh,
which is due to be coming out. They're going to try to shift production to another plant, but we're going to see some delays on that. 24.3 megapixel camera.
Damn.
So, like I said, though, there's going to be some shift delays. They're gonna move it to another plant. So, you still might be able to get them in time for Christmas if that was your goal. But you might want to think about it now. And Amazon already has some stuff up telling people that there could be delays on Sony products. Now, I did mention earlier at the beginning of this article that some hard drive suppliers were also hit by this. Western Digital was one of them. They actually had to shut down their Bangkok factory for extended period. As of right now, prices aren't really being affected by this as far as the Western Digital stuff goes. They're thinking a lot of that is because demand is low right now, so it's not like just because their plant shut down, people are like, oh, we suddenly need them. But if you're in the market for a Western Digital hard drive, you might want to keep an eye on that stuff too. Like I said, right now, you know, I've never really been one of those, like, Western, I gotta have a Western, I don't know if I've ever owned a Western Digital hard drive.
Neither do I.
I mean, they're a brand.
Yeah, they are, but
I don't think I've ever owned any. So that's that. I mean, Sony underwater, send them some snorkels. Maybe they'll go into production of scuba gear soon.
I'm doing my underwater voice.
I know, I was trying to, you know, like when you go swimming, I was trying to figure out what you're saying. You guys ever do that when you're kids? All right, let's go into the water, and I'm going to say something. You got to figure out what I say. I have a snowblower. No, try it again. Anyway, your first story, sir.
All right, my first story is the U.S. opens a virtual embassy for Iran. The Secretary of State, George Clinton, has decided to...
Ooh! Is he with Parliament? You knew it was going to come.
No.
Was he late? And then when he showed up, he was like, bow, wow, wow. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
He smelled like burnt grass. But basically, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has decided to create a virtual embassy for Iran.
Why'd you say George Clinton first?
Because I thought it would be more fun.
You're right. You were right. See, that's why I like you. You are a genius. So Hillary.
Yeah, Hillary decided to create a virtual embassy. I thought it was a pretty cool idea. The virtual embassy will open by the end of this year. And it's 2011, and it will contain information about visas and student exchange programs.
Okay.
So it's for the people out in Iran out there, go check out the virtual embassy online, not in Iran, because we're kind of, we don't like Iran.
Yeah, we don't get along.
No.
We don't play
nice. We don't like your government, but consider...
We don't mind the people.
Yeah. The people,
some of them. Most of them.
Yeah, the people are cool, but
it's government.
The government. Yeah, you know.
They're not.
They're not cool.
They suck.
They're not in the N.
Yeah.
They're not down with geeking news.
Unlike our government, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's a little screwy right now itself.
Well, kind of, but, you know.
Take it back, people. Woo-hoo!
Occupy something.
Yeah, for no apparent reason that anybody can tell. How are you going to occupy and not make demands? I mean, really, how are you going to solve anything? You got to have a reason to protest, people.
I'm going to occupy the White Castle.
Ooh. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Well, let's go for like better food.
Because the fries. Yeah, if we're going to occupy.
Yeah, let's occupy, right, you know.
Let's occupy.
Ooh, let's occupy Kabuto.
I know that I'm at risk of being attacked by liberals, and that's okay. But my question is, doesn't it just feel like it's just a bunch of people who think it's fun to kind of camp out? They don't really care about anything else. Do you hear about all the people getting attacked by rats, though?
Oh, well,
oh, Lord, yeah, man. The rats are like, ooh, yeah. Food and garbage. They've been biting people and shit. Oh, they're crazy.
Just getting a little nibble.
Hey, man. You know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for us to nominate the Geek Babe of the Week. Woo! Geek Babe of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
It's your turn.
All right. My geek baby of the week is...
Baby?
Baby. Geek baby.
We just turned it to creepy people.
My geek piece of water. Oh, my...
What? Oh. My geek piece of water?
I was about to... all right. Sorry. My geek piece of ass is Wendy Chung. She's a... That... What was that?
I think it was an anvil. I don't know. It
didn't sound anvil-like.
I don't know. I just hit a button. I didn't even know what it was.
Try that one. Okay.
Wait, I got it.
All right.
Is who?
Is Wendy Chung. Okay.
That wasn't what I thought it was going to be either. No. I only got one more on here. Okay, who's your geek baby of the week?
Wendy Chang. That could work.
That works, okay. Right. We're good.
Better, also known as Zhao Zhu. In Chinese, she's basically a Singaporean celebrity / blogger.
Blogger,
and she's a pretty hot mess. Actually,
she's
kind of
hot though.
She's hot. She's a little crude.
You think her celebrity blogism has went to her head a little bit?
A little bit. I mean, she's yelled at people before.
I've yelled at people before.
Yeah, but she's yelling at the handicap and cussing them out.
Well, let's face it. You know, the handicap. They're annoying.
Well, they get the best parking
Get the best
spots.
Parking spots.
Yeah.
It's okay. My mom's one of those people.
Yeah.
She does. She has all the handicaps.
Yeah, she does
I
have
like
the
driving
stickers
her car.
Yeah. Get all the best deals.
I don't. You know, I got a handicap sticker on my car because my mom drives it sometimes. And I still won't park in the handicap spots. I'm like, I'm not going to. That's just wrong. You know, because the second I do, somebody who needs it would pull
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's probably some blind kid who needs that drive. You know,
although
that
last
spot.
Weekend, it was real late at night, and I was over at Stu's, and he's like, hey, let's run over to Myers.
Mm-hmm.
I did, and when we got there, I mean, it was real late, you know, and there was about four or five handicap spots and like nobody in the parking lot. So I pulled into one, and some people pulled in a couple spaces down, and Stu got out of the car, and I noticed he was trying to limp a little. I'm like, dude, really? Like, that's ridiculous. Nobody cares. Anyway, so she yells at people and handicap people.
Yeah, you cuss at the handicap, and
she yelled like, "Get out of my way! You walk too slow."
Complains about foreigners, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh yeah, well that's because their last album wasn't very good. Well, their earlier albums were good. Like, I want to know. Oh, foreigners.
Yeah, foreigners, plural.
Okay.
Not the band.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Love this.
But Wendy Chang, check her out. You a Googler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I Googler.
Want you to show me. It kind of works. I want to be who love is.
I want you to show me. Okay, that was weird because I was singing the wrong lyrics.
I want to take you by the hand and make you understand, Amanda. I love
you. Know way more Foreigner than I do. We need Mike.
First concert I went to,
yeah,
was Doobie Brothers, Foreigner, and Firepaw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of Doobie Brothers, not the ones that died. They weren't there. That would have been weird.
Zombie
Brothers. Just have them propped up on the stage, like looking like the video from Touch of Grey from Grateful Dead, mm-hmm. with all the skeletons up on wires.
I will get by.
I will survive. What a great song.
Yeah.
So this week we're doing a top five.
Yes, we are.
You know, I got to move some more stuff. We actually have a top five theme song, but I don't have it over here, I don't think. I'll look real quick. Why don't you keep folks at home entertained?
Well, folks, the top five for me would be basically this top five list is songs and bands that we're embarrassed as hell by for liking. And I wouldn't say embarrassed as hell because I'm some of these you know, celebrities, I would say, you know, I'm proud of, you know, liking these bands / songs. I don't care anymore.
I got the photos, but I don't have the music. Yeah, and we decided what we were going to do, like you said, cancel, don't do that, because I don't want to do that, is you said, like, top five bands or songs we're embarrassed by, but I couldn't think of, like I said, I could only think of songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got five songs that, the thing about KC and I is neither of us are really embarrassed.
Not really, yeah.
But we know that we're at risk of being made fun of if people know that we like these. We don't really care.
They don't care anymore.
And I am going in what I kind of consider descending order. In other words, maybe this one, my number five, maybe not as bad. And then my number four is a little worse. And number three is a little worse. And my number one is the one that most people will be like, you like that shit? And I do. Sort of. So who's going first?
Okay. I'll go first.
Okay. Number five.
Number five. I would have to say.
Is alive.
Prince. You know,
Prince?
I got a lot of shit as a kid. Oh, again, S-bomb.
I've been saying shit.
Well, I got a lot of crap shit as a kid, you know, for, you know, being a big Prince fan. But, you know, the man has some, you know, ultra cool talent.
That strikes me as odd because most people love Prince.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, back where, you know, when I went to high school, it was just a lot of shit, you know.
Black on black, man. Black on black crime.
I know, right?
Why do they hate Prince?
Yeah. But yet everybody wants to listen to country in the high school. I get it.
Is it because he looks like a catfish? Because he kind of does.
He kind of does.
Yeah, I've always thought that.
you take a catfish, you bedazzle him like purple, you know, beads or something.
Put some high heels on it.
Yeah, give him like a...
some fringe.
Yeah, give him like a weird, you know, haircut. Mm-hmm. He's,
a little swirly. Print.
Yeah, he's Fish Prince.
It's kind of like Flock of Seagulls, only if, like, Kid and Play met Flock of Seagulls haircut. High top fade with a Flock of Seagulls swirly.
Mm. That would be weird.
But that's what he kind of used.
Yeah, but...
Flock of Seagulls had the little swirly down here. Mm-hmm. But Prince's went up a little higher with the little swirly thing, like a wave. Like
yeah.
You could surf in it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, if that's where you're going, then I'm going to get attacked by the public because none of mine are even close to as cool as Prince. Because I consider him to be cool. My number five is Come With Me by Puff Daddy. That's the one he did with the Jimmy Page, ooh, Robert Plant. Yeah, but I realized that none of the damn lyrics make any sense. But it doesn't matter because I guess it's because of the Page Plant music in the background.
Yeah, of course, because it has a good song with a crappy lyric.
Well, the lyrics are bad, but the flow is good. And it kind of flows with the... So, like,
the Cashmere.
I kind of zone out the what he's saying and just kind of feel the rhythm of it. And I just kind of like it. I bought the single. So, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yeah, yep. That's the whole point of this.
The whole point. I don't know. I realize that the lyrics don't make a damn bit of sense because he's just saying words that rhyme.
Mm.
But there's something about the rhythm of him flowing along with that beat. I love Cashmere. I love the original song too. But it's not exactly the same. I wish the lyrics made more sense. Then it would be a great song. I think the only reason anybody ever picks on that song isn't because it's like produced bad. It's because he's just saying words.
Yeah.
I bought some shoes. They are brand new. I don't know you. I like the color blue. Come with me. Nah, nah, nah,
he's going to be remixing Friday.
That's awesome. Are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding, but it would be funny.
I wouldn't put it past him. That's why I had to ask if you were serious.
Puff Daddy singing Friday. But do it in Puff Daddy's voice.
I can't do Puff Daddy's voice. No. You know what's a great Puff Daddy song? There's a couple. I liked Puff Daddy.
I like Victory.
Victory's good, but you know what's really good?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody liked the Every Breath You Take or whatever, you know, where he took the police thing, but that's not, you know, it's okay. But when he got together with Rob Zombie and did All About the Benjamins, the one with Rob Zombie.
Oh.
The one with Al's kind of boring. But when they got Rob Zombie on the track with him, it's fantastic.
Hmm.
The one, like I said, the one with Al's just a do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do through the whole song. But when you got Rob Zombie in the background, like, da-da-da-da, it's all about the Benjamins, yeah! I mean,
that was pretty cool.
It was great. So what's your number four, sir?
I'm going to have to say Tom Jones and the...
Which Tom Jones?
Let's see.
Pussycat song?
It wasn't Pussycat. It was actually a more recent one called Sex Bomb.
I remember that song.
Yeah, it's kind of catchy, but, you know...
Well, that's Tom Jones in a nutshell, right? His stuff, it sucks. It's so corny.
Yeah.
We all kind of like it. I mean, everybody's going to... Oh, I hate Tom Jones, but then they're going to be like, it's not unusual to be loved by anyone. What's new, pussycat?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat. Oh, delicious. It just gets weird. It gets a little perverted.
It's really weird for me. I'm the one sitting next to you when you just made that face and mock licked your hand.
Pussycat.
All right. Show over. Oh, wow. So my number four. Here's a little song I wrote. I'd like you to sing it note for note, but don't worry.
Be happy.
Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy. I loved that song, and I still do. Everybody's like, oh, that song sucks. I'm like, it kind of makes me happy.
I love that song.
It had the cranberry juice guy in it.
Yeah, it did.
And Rob Williams.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a fun song. It still kind of makes
me happy. It's fun.
So, and, you know, say what you will about Bobby McFerrin. Make fun of him if you want to. Holy crap, the dude is talented. Go listen to some of the other stuff he's done. It'll blow you away.
He turned his body into an instrument.
It's pretty amazing. He also did The Cosby Show.
Yeah, he did.
Actually, not one of my favorite intros that they did.
Mm.
I kind of like the top hat one.
That one was the swimming one
where they're like fakes one. I don't know. It was kind of fun to watch those every season. You know that at the beginning of the season every year of Cosby, you had to see what they did.
Yeah.
You remember the very first season, it was just like still images of them. I remember Rudy was in a tree.
Yeah, they had the kind of a weird van.
Yeah.
It was in a park. It was, wow.
All right, number three, sir.
You know, this one, Mr. Justin Timberlake, I'm going to have to do a 180 for you.
If you say Bringing Sexy Back, I'm going to strangle you with my freaking cord. You like that song, really?
I was kind of bumming my head to it.
Wow. Yeah, I can't get into it. You make fun of me for Puff Daddy, and you're like, I'm bringing sexy back.
It has about, a bass line.
It's so monotone, and it's like one continuous thing through the whole song.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of kicking my head back.
Although I kind of like man.
Oh god, I think I ate the gnat that was crawling here.
There's been a gnat flying around my face in this office all day, and I've been trying to kill it, and you ate it for me.
Not good.
Wow. Yeah, where were we? My number three. My number three is "Don't Stop Moving" by S Club 7.
I don't even remember that.
S Club 7 was this like teeny band that had like that were put together, and they like a formed band back in the late 90s, and they had a TV show called S Club 7. The chicks are all way hot on it, but I mean it's just corny, teeny, pulpy crap. But this song is so much fun. Like, I can't help it. I'm like, I don't know, man. It's just one of those things. I really get into the song. I'll let you do your next one, and I'll see if I can find a clip of it online.
I got to check it out.
Yeah, I don't know, man. They had this corny TV show about them being a band. I was probably on, like, Nickelodeon. It wasn't, but it was on, like, one of those channels. And, I don't know. I caught a clip of the song, and I always really enjoyed it. Okay,
I check this out.
Yeah, and like I said, the chicks were all really hot in S Club 7, so yeah. Here's a clip of it. Yeah, come on.
Oh, they are really hot. DJ got the party started.
Everybody's moving to the rhythm that's inside. It's a crazy world. They're all British too. Her right there, the girl with the short blonde hair, I've seen her in other TV shows and stuff since. Ain't no destination,
baby. We don't even care. Woo. You know, I wouldn't be embarrassed by this. It's pretty good.
Yeah, but if you knew who they were, you're seeing that you don't know who S Club 7 is, so. That's the problem. The song's catchy. But people who know who they are like, dude, S Club 7 was like a teenager show on. Yeah. Anyway, that's Don't Stop Moving by S Club 7. So, I always thought the song was just really catchy, so I'm like, I can't help it. I like it. What's your number two, sir?
My number two is, let's see.
Oh, by the way, I'm prepared for what's going to befall me with my number two and my number one.
Oh, this would be good. Beer for My Horses by Toby Keith.
Ugh.
Yeah, back in 2002.
I threw up on my mouth a little bit.
Yeah. I was kind of rocking Toby Keith when this song came out, and I just got in my first apartment. I was listening to some Johnny Cash.
I wonder if it ever blows anybody's mind that you get a room with a white dude and a black dude.
And I'm the one who likes
country.
And
the black dude's always talking about how much he likes country, and the white dude's like, oh, country sucks. Let's play some Black Street. Not that you don't like that stuff, but I'm saying, you know, it's always like, ugh.
Only certain types of country. It's just...
There's very few country songs, and I won't even step into the singer thing. Oh, dude, I used to love Boots, Scootin' Boogie. I mean, I can...
Here you go, don't you know?
I can sing the frickin' song.
I remember going to Bourbon Street back
out
in the day.
Out in the country, past the city Cheyenne limit Cattle sign, Company. There's a honky-tonk. Yeah.
There was a lot of okay.
There's a lot of honky-tonks.
There's a lot of honky-tonks, but...
It starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. You got your in-laws, outlaws, whiskey and smokes. It's where all the cowboys go to do the boot scootin' boogie. Well, here go, do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go, boot scoot. Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're gonna boogie.
Takes me back.
Gonna get down, turn around, go to town, boot scootin' boogie.
You remember the song
boogie
better than I did. I was there.
Yeah,
almost
I told
every
you
Thursday
I liked
night.
It. Wow. Well, I didn't. Yeah, it's a long story about how I even came to know that song. Was it me then? It's my number two.
Yeah.
Okay, here goes. It's actually two songs, but you'll understand why I can claim it as two songs. Okay. You'll understand. My number two, Blame It on the Rain and Don't Forget My Number by Milli Vanilli. They're on my iPod, dude. When they come on, I'm like, I'll roll up the windows so nobody can hear that I'm listening to it.
All right. All right.
Uh-oh.
In your defense.
Confession time. Well, okay. First, in my defense, before you say what you're going to say.
All right.
Everybody liked these songs, people. It wasn't just me. It's when everybody found out it was somebody else, they're like, oh, make fun of them. But those songs were fun.
I was kind of a fan. I like Blame It on the Rain.
Blame It on the Rain. I was falling.
Too bad those real singers were too damn ugly.
Yeah. I didn't think the dudes they had out in the field, I thought they were kind of creepy looking.
They were creepy. I mean, they were, you know, black German
baby
guys with dreadlocks.
Yeah. That liked to chest bump a lot.
Yeah.
And do that weird rocking back and forth dance. It was weird. They're just fun songs, you know. They're very indicative of the late 80s, man. That was what, 88, 89?
I think, yeah, 89, I think.
Yeah, right in there. So, I don't know, and they were a lot of fun.
Just Blame It on the Rain.
And then Weird Al does the Plumber song, which is both of them kind of mixed together, which fits really well.
I remember that In Living Color skit about Milli Vanilli.
Baby, don't forget my plumber. Blame it on the drain. It was clogging.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Weird Al.
Weird Al.
Genius.
You're number one, sir.
Okay, my number one would be Outkast's Speaker Box, The Love Below. Now, the reason why it's slightly embarrassing, because if you mention that you've liked this album, you kind of lose your street cred.
I own that album.
So do I.
I don't care. I don't have any more. I need to get another copy of it. I liked it.
I loved it.
I like Outkast. To this day, this is a little off. Well, it's an Outkast. To this day, my wife gets mad at me when I have to go to the bathroom. I look at her and I go, I got to go take a poo. And she's like, I wish you would quit saying that. Why do you do that? I'm like, it's from a song. It's, I know you like to thank your shit don't stink. What is it? Move a little bit closer. You will see that roses smell like poo.
It's a great album.
It is a good album.
And I think the reason why it got, you know, so much flack about it, because it was Outkast, technically Andre 3000,
technically, yeah,
doing, well, you know, that kind of album instead of doing mainly rap.
It was
rap.
Really weird, because there was some weird, like, release stuff with Andre on some of it, but some of it was Outkast. And
well, what it was is Andre 3000 and Big Boy decided to do two separate albums.
Right.
And you got Speaker Box, The Love Below, which was Big Boy's album, and which was pretty cool too.
Right.
But, and you got Andre 3000, you know, doing, you know, The Love Below.
Right.
And, you know, once you think about it, I mean, it was Andre 3000 doing his best Prince impersonation through the album.
Yeah, I could see that a little bit.
But it worked. I liked it.
Everybody liked Hey Ya. Hey Ya. It's a great song. Yeah. I mean, I don't care who you are. Fantastic lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And just a fun song. And the video, I love that he's like everybody in the video. It's great. So, hey, I can't.
You know,
Your song, you know? Maybe in your neck of the woods, they're embarrassing to me. Like, I'm like, this stuff isn't embarrassing. I feel cool if I'm playing Prince and Outkast and Andre.
Well, I do have an honorable mention that I didn't put on here because...
Well, I still got my number one.
All right, go ahead.
I kind of like the Numa Numa song.
The Numa Nut? What?
The Numa Numa song?
No, I haven't heard of it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, Numa Numa. The song is called Numa Numa. I didn't know you didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I remember Stu doing a YouTube version of that.
Yeah. The song is actually called the Numa Numa song, and then of course the guy on YouTube got really famous for it. But I kind of like the song just in general. I don't know where it's from. I don't know if it's... The guy's pretty funny. You got him.
The
song is from, I don't know. Listen to it. Tell me if it's maybe Russian. I don't know. Hold on. You hear the dude sing.
Hello? Hello? Yeah. Hajduk?
It sounds German, maybe?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Wait. Okay, we can stop now. I just gotta watch him do the eyebrow thing. I just think it's a fun, catchy song, and you can see how this dude just rocked out to it, man. I mean, is it cheesy? Yeah, but, you know, I almost put... There was a time where I liked the Macarena. We all did.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those
Or Mambo
things.
Number 5.
I still kind of like Mambo Number 5.
Little bit of Macarena.
It's a horrible song, but fun.
It is fun. Hell, and sometimes you need fun stuff like that.
Well, see, I fully, firmly, and completely believe that you sometimes need fun stuff like that. I think the world has become so freaking uptight that...
Yeah, I mean, we can't all be hipster doofuses.
For example, you go to see a movie now. What happened? I put this point across to you a couple weeks ago. Mm. We all talk about movies like, oh, dude, remember Commando?
Yeah.
Commando is a horrible movie.
Horrible.
But we were allowed to have fun back then and not go, well, I mean, it's bad acting and horrible writing. People were blowing up and throwing I mean, it was fun. It didn't matter that it was bad acting. We just went the other night and we saw The Three Musketeers, the new one.
Great.
It's a long story. Movie. We didn't choose to go pay to see it. Well, see, no, it wasn't. It was not a great movie. People ask me if it was good. And I'm like, I can't answer that because you're asking me if it's a good movie. And my answer is no, it's not a good movie. But it was fun. We had a lot of fun watching it because we knew it wasn't good.
You see,
it was
my
tongue in cheek. Oh, dude.
It was fun.
The acting was bad, which is weird because there was good people in it. But bad acting. And I blame a lot of that on some horrible dialogue. Horrible dialogue. They just had some cheesy lines that I'm like, oh, it's horrible. I had fun through the whole movie, though.
And that, for me, is the perfect, you know, mesh for a good movie.
I think, well, that's Paul W.S. Anderson for you. I think people get all bent out of whack about Paul W.S. Anderson. I'm like, I think he does everything a little tongue-in-cheek. And you either get it or you don't. No, at no point do I think he made that movie and went, I'm doing a serious look at... No! There was nothing serious about it. This was made to be a corny action movie. And if you can't accept it going in, then there's no way you're going to like it. But if you know it's a corny action movie walking in, you're going to have fun.
It's pretty fun. I can't wait for the sequel.
The way I put it, and I think you said it too. I walked out and said it to somebody, and then you walked over and said, I think it was you who said almost the same thing. What the Wild Wild West movie did for Westerns, this movie did for Three Musketeers.
I said it was like a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, but good.
Yeah, but good, yeah. Well, I don't know. And I didn't hate Wild Wild West. A lot of people did. I'm like, again, it was tongue-in-cheek, man. I mean, obviously, people just didn't catch maybe the humor. They realized it was humorous, but they didn't think it was funny. Maybe it just struck a chord for me. And I didn't watch the old TV series, so that might have affected it too. And I should let everybody know, I'm a huge fan of the storyline of the Three Musketeers, and this is loosely based on it. What's really interesting is they did a lot of things that were right. Mm-hmm. They just completely did them differently.
Yeah.
Like, spoiler, like Constance? Crap, I just forgot her name. Not Constance. That's
M'lady?
Ooh, that chick. Yeah, but her name is not M'lady. They call her that, but her name is Contessa. Contessa De Winter. Mm. Contessa? Anyway, the Countess De Winter. M'lady. Yeah. Mila Jovovich. Any actual story, she does kill herself. Not out of a giant warship hot air balloon.
It would be cool if she did.
Come on. That's what made me think, of Wild Wild West. Mm-hmm. That is... There was a giant mechanical spider, and then there's a giant inflatable warship. It's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous that when they first showed it, when the movie first started and they showed that they were going to build this thing, I'm like, oh my good Lord, this movie is going to be stupid. And you know what? It was, and I had fun.
It was a fun movie.
It was ridiculous, but in such a way that I think they were trying to be ridiculous.
Mm.
Like, he said, we're not taking this serious. We're making a full-on action movie out of this. And they did. Plus, Mila Jovovich.
Oh.
And that chick who played Constance.
Yeah.
I think it was Constance was her name.
And the Queen.
Yeah, she was cute, too.
Yeah.
But the one chick was her. Her name is
she was
something wild. Can't remember her
Jessica
first name.
Wild or something like
something
that?
Like that. She's really cute, though.
Yeah, she is.
She hasn't been in a lot yet, so hopefully gorgeous. We'll see more of her. But that's Paul W.S. Anderson for you. He's just likes a silly movie. And that's what I mean. We used to be allowed to just like something based on the fact that it was fun and we were entertained. And I was entertained for 2 hours. People are like, let's talk about the movie Anaconda. Anaconda is not a good movie.
No,
it's bad. And yet, strangely, I was entertained by it for an hour and a half. You know, I wasn't like, I don't like it.
It's Ice Cube, J-Lo, and John Voight in the water.
And Eric Stoltz.
Oh, yeah.
And there was tons of people in it. And Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And that was the summer that every movie Owen Wilson was in, he died. He was in like 3 movies and gets killed in all 3. I don't know, man. It's just one of those things. Like, one of my favorite action movies of all time, two of my favorite action movies of all time are Face Off and Con Air. Both came out the same year. Fantastically fun movies. Action balls to the wall. And when people are like, oh, they're so corny, I'm like, well, yeah, they're corny. One's about dudes who trade faces. And one's about a bunch of inmates who take over a plane and Nick Cage has to stop them. Ridiculous? Absolutely. Fun as hell.
True.
And that, I don't know. That's my thing. I just, people.
No, I agree with you 110%.
And so music should be the same way, man. I don't. You know, we did this and we kind of knew we weren't going to be embarrassed by anything.
No.
I don't like country music. I've gone on record many times of saying that. However, I have zero right to tell anybody else it sucks because to them it does not. However, I will say this, and it's rare that I will say this. On occasion, there is something that I don't see how anybody could defend it. Like, there's, I think it's bad. And then there's, that's just effing bad. And I don't know, it's okay that you like it. There are things in life that I like, and I will fully admit, yeah, it's bad. And I know it's bad, but I can't help it. I enjoy it. I read back in school, I'm way off on a tangent now, but you know how I get on this soapbox of mine. In school, I was in class one day, and there's this little bookshelf next to me, and they were reading, everybody in my class was reading To Kill a Mockingbird. Now, that's cool. It's a fantastic book. It's one of my favorite books. Makes it in my top 5. I've read it 3 times. At that point, I'd already read it 3 times, and I'm like, all right. Well, I looked, everybody in class is reading, so I reach over the bookshelf, and I see this book called Plant People, and I grab it off the little shelf, and I read it in like a couple class sittings, and it was god-awful. It was one of the worst things I've ever read, but I kind of enjoyed it, knowing that it was bad, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So that's one of those things, you know, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I know some people that really like that movie. It's hard for me to. My mom likes that movie, and she usually likes good things. But you can argue that you enjoy it. You can argue that you get enjoyment out of it. But what you can't argue is that it had good writing, because it is chocked full of massive plot holes, horrible dialogue. I mean, right. That's okay. I just get mad at people when they look at me, oh, that movie sucks. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. I'm like, and you're offending me because I really liked it. And I know I'm not stupid. I also know I don't suck. So what are you saying? It's okay that you don't like it. It's like when Stu used to look at me and go, the Beatles suck. I'm like, you know you sound asinine saying that, right? I mean, we're talking about a band that every band you love would tell you is one of their favorite bands. In fact, your favorite band has remade a Beatles song. So it's okay.
Motley Crue is his favorite band.
Yes.
It's
okay for me to say, and this is true,
I'm
not an Elvis fan. I don't like Elvis.
What?
I would never say Elvis sucks. There's a couple Elvis songs. I don't really, he's kind of got a bluegrassy thing going in his voice.
What about In the Ghetto?
In the Ghetto. In the Ghetto. I mean, he has a lot of bluegrassy tones to his voice and a lot of gospel, because he did a lot of gospel.
Yeah.
And I'm not really into that style. So I don't really find his, you know, doesn't do much for me.
Wait a minute, I'm still trying to picture Elvis in the Ghetto. Okay, I just had a laugh. Go ahead.
But yeah, so he doesn't, I'm not really that into Elvis, but I would never say he sucks, because I know better.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my point. I don't like country music, but apparently a whole lot of people do. So I would dare say it's might be one of the most popular genres of music that exist in the world.
Yeah.
As frightening as it is for me, but you got to admit, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, you can be the queen of my double wide trailer. These are bad songs, man. People love them, and that's okay, but I mean, way down, let me give you some lyrics. Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. Wow.
Yeah, that's...
That's some deep shit right there. Yeah. And I'm off my soapbox now.
Who wrote those lyrics? John Lennon?
Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
That would be funny.
It gets hotter than a hoochie coochie.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm just now picturing John Lennon singing country with Yoko Ono.
No. Oh, Chattahoochee. Oh, we got other stories we should probably get to now that I've just completely went off on a tangent because we're almost at an hour and that was woo. Me, right?
All right.
All right. Here we go. This always makes us nervous, but we're going to go for it. Anonymous is back in the news. And this time, they're sending a threat out to Fox News. We've talked about Anonymous before back in the day.
Yeah, there are some, they are some badasses.
They're the ultra-secret group of super hackers that like to take people down. They never did do the Facebook thing, though, did they?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe it wasn't yet. I don't remember. Anyway, they sent a video out on YouTube, actually, and they did it via the whole text-to-speech thing. So, you know, the text-to-speech voice.
Mm.
And in the video, they're stating that they would be taking down Fox News' website in response to Fox News' coverage of the Occupy Wall Street protest. The rally cry for Operation Fox Hunt is slated for November the 5th, as things sit right now. The group claims the reports use derogatory terms to describe the protesters, words like filthy, disgusting, and dirty, and ask those who are able to bring down the website.
Well, you know, actually, I was just thinking Guy Fawkes Day is like November 17th, so they haven't made, you know,
right.
You know, done the threat yet, but they still have time.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, they'd use the Guy Fawkes thing a lot, you know. They also ask followers to start a propaganda campaign of their own in order to show them how it feels to be chastised. Anonymous has been pushing the whole Occupy Wall Street protest since the early stages, so it really didn't come to a shock to anybody that that they're doing this. This is where I'm going to get a little risque, though, sir. I doubt that Anonymous really cares much about this show or anything to do with it, but...
you say that and they're going to empty your checking account.
Maybe, right, but I think somebody in the group has to be a sensible person. I think they'll understand what I'm going to say here.
Okay.
This is the United States. And personally, and at risk of being shut down, I say that we have freedom of speech. As unfortunate as it may be sometimes, you know, because people, you know, but people are allowed to voice their opinions, even if liberals don't agree with right-wing agendas or vice versa. They have, people have the right to say what they think. I agree that it is pointless and trivial to take low shots at people. It's ignorant and it shouldn't be done.
Well, I, for one, love our overlords over at Anonymous.
I'm just saying I don't think that threatening people is the answer. Boycott them. Convince others to boycott them. Show what they're doing wrong and I've never been a believer in leadership through brute power. I think that's pointless because when the power's gone, then the people, or the first break people see, they're going to revolt. Right. Show people why. Fox News, you know, and I've gone on record. I'm a liberal conservative, meaning I have a lot of conservative views, but I'm a lot more liberal than your average.
Yeah,
you're
more liberal on social issues, but very conservative on
exactly.
Fiscal issues.
When it comes to social issues, I have no issue whatsoever with gay marriage. I really don't see why. I mean, honestly, I'm a Christian, and so I don't. But I believe in loving people. I mean, I'm not like the Phelps who claim to be Christians. I'm an actual, you know, Christ follower, which means I believe in loving people. It's not my place to judge people. Mm. It's my place to love thy neighbor. If homosexuality is a sin, I have no idea. I mean, I'm not trying to. I'm on soapboxes tonight, aren't I? What I'm saying by that is, that's not my place to decide. All I know is I have some gay friends, and they're good to me, and they treat me well, and that's all that matters to me. That's their lifestyle choices. I ain't gonna make it because I'm not gay. You know, I'm not attracted to men. That's between, you know, I do things all the time that some people would consider a sin. Is it? I don't know. I guess we'll find out. So that's your decision to make. So yeah, I'm liberal when it comes to things like that. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with gay marriage. I have no problem, you know. Hey, man, I think women should be allowed to vote. Well, not all of them. There's a I'm just kidding. No, seriously, you're right. With a lot of social issues, I'm very liberal. I'm very conservative with other issues, especially when it comes to things like welfare and the government minding their own business and letting me live my life. And, you know, now that my kids are in school and my son is in the second grade, I just want to go down and, like, freaking picket the schools because of the ridiculous crap they try to tell me my kids aren't and are allowed to do. And I'm like, you have no right to tell me that. No right whatsoever. Your kids have to bring certain things in their lunches. Yeah. What? Yeah, welcome to the world today, man.
Jeez.
They have to have this, this, and this, or else we're going to supplement it when they come in and charge you for it.
What?
Exactly. And I don't feed my kids bad. It's not like you open my son's lunchbox and there's a ho-ho, a ding-dong, you know, and a pudding pop.
Mmm, Snickers for lunch.
Then I get the news today, my wife tells me today, we can't send invites to my son's birthday party to school unless we invite every single person in his class. I'm like, but I don't want every single person in this freaking class.
Yeah, that kid's a jerk.
He's got a handful of friends in there that he likes to play with.
Yeah.
Well, we're not allowed to bring them in there. I'm like, what? What kind of BS is that? We are raising our kids to be wieners, man. You don't raise your kid to. You have to like Billy. You have to like every person
in
your class.
That's my brother's name.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, but it's bullcrap. We let our kids play baseball, but nobody loses. Oh, valuable life lesson. Oh, wait, no, it's not. Teach them what it feels like to lose, people. You have to, because I promise you, they're going to lose a lot in life.
No kidding.
And you have to teach them to be competitive. Mm-hmm. Teach them to want to win and to accept it that they're going to lose sometimes and not to give up when they do.
Yep.
That's what you teach them. Mm-hmm. Red ink is derogatory, Kevin.
Huh?
Can't use red ink. That's derogatory.
Why?
Well, how long till purple ink or blue ink is derogatory? I'm just saying, get over it. Those are the things I don't. Oh, man, I am soapboxing tonight. Woo! Power to the people! Assalamu alaikum!
We need a button for you. A soapbox button.
Soapbox. I'm just saying. So, I understand what they're saying, and I think that the way Fox News has opened up is wrong. I didn't hear the report, so maybe it's been misquoted. I don't know. But you shouldn't, you know, that's ridiculous. I've heard a lot of people, when we were just sort of picking fun, too, at the Occupy Wall Street thing. But, you know, those people believe they have a reason to be out there. Some of them probably do. Some of them probably don't.
Yeah.
I just don't go for the I'm bigger than you, I say what goes attitude. I think that is what has gotten our country in a mess to begin with. Is I'm the boss because I've got power. Well, I say, people, we have minds, people. Let's start using them.
Can I do my
story
now?
Not yet. Start to think for yourselves. I say, KC, that you and I start a movement. KC, I say, America, let's take our freedom of will back. Let's take our free will back. Let's think for ourselves, KC.
Whatever you say, I'll do it. Thinking for myself. Okay. Good times.
I scared me a little.
You scared me a little.
I peed.
I farted.
What's your story, Casey?
Okay, my story is Sean Parker complains about being in
the 1%. That's my brother-in-law.
Yeah, that is your brother-in-law. How did he get on here?
Did I go too over the top there?
No. Sean Parker? Yeah, he's your brother-in-law.
What am I with the whole...
Oh, the soapbox?
We need to take America back!
Well, there's a black guy in the White House. I'm cool.
There is? How did that happen?
It was through the meetings.
Sean, what did my brother-in-law do this time?
Well, your brother-in-law, the ex-president of Facebook, has decided to complain on Twitter about being rich.
Dude, I tell you what, I'll do you a favor. I don't even need to hear the rest of the story. I will take, just give it to me. I'll take the burden for you. I'll carry it.
Okay.
Sean, just write me a check.
I have a whole new set of problems to deal with now. Security, extortion attempts, kidnapping threats, death threats, etc. Life better before, he tweeted, offering thoughts on the Occupy Wall Street movement. You guys are really attacking me for being the 1%. I was broke and couch surfing just a few years ago. And he went on to add, the problem is not the wealthy or even the super wealthy. The problem is too much finance. We need less Wall Street and more Main Street, he tweeted. Parker does, however, think he should be paying more in taxes. I'm paying far too little taxes at the moment, in particular on capital gains tax, which should have been increased after the Bush era.
Parker added. Well, there's a lot there. First thing is, I agree with part of that.
As do I.
This is America, and you have the ability to make what you will of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you should get attacked for that. He's telling the truth. I mean, he worked to get where he was. He worked to make his money.
No.
Leave the man alone. Because every single person that would attack him would do the same thing if they could do it.
True.
But I think it's been misconstrued. The whole Occupy Wall Street thing is everybody keeps throwing that 1%, 1%, 1%. I think the problem is more with when, and we're going to use air quotes, big business, not so much rich people.
Right.
But big businesses that control a majority of, you know, the banks and things along those lines. Mm-hmm. So I think that's, but the 1% keeps getting thrown out a lot.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I mean, I have a weird skepticism about the Occupy Wall Street movement. A similar skepticism I had about the Tea Party when it first came about.
Mm.
You know, it's just, I don't know. I mean, I see it the exact same way as the Tea Party started out. It had like a lot of great ideas, and then next thing you know, you had all these fat cat uber conservatives, you know, buying into it. Next thing you know, you have all these whack jobs running the Tea Party.
And that's the problem, right? But, you know, sometimes I wonder if it's not because they don't steer it that way. Because, you know what I mean? The people, I'm going to go all conspiracy, the people who can. Does that, I don't know what to call them. They. The guys with the money, the guys who can do it. Hey, we're kind of getting under attack here. Let's steer these guys to look crazy. Does that make sense?
Mm.
I don't know.
I kind of see your point there. I mean,
look, I would like to see our next president. Not saying that Barack Obama does. He doesn't have any big oil ties, does he?
I don't think so.
But that's the first thing. We need people in office that don't.
Well, he was trying to tax the big oil people.
Right, yeah. That's what I was saying. So Barack Obama is, he's good. We don't need those kind of people in office. We don't, because they obviously have an agenda.
Yeah.
You know, of course, they're out for themselves. We need people in office who are out for us, I won't say that on the show. Well, I'll say that off show, because I don't want to make this a political show. I mean, I've been being goofy tonight and stepping up on my soapbox, and a lot of it's me being silly, although I do believe a lot of it. But, I mean, I agree with what he's saying, and I disagree with what he's saying. First of all, never whine to me that I'm rich and now I have to have added security. I'm not rich, and I've been attacked in a parking lot because I was with a group of my friends, and a group of drunk dudes decided, you know, and the big difference between me and you is I didn't have the money for security, okay? So at least you have security. I guarantee also that your house is probably freaking awesome, and you don't even need to leave it if you don't want to, because you probably got everything in there, and that probably makes them complain too.
Probably.
Oh, my house is awesome, and I have to stay here all the time. Well, guess what? Most poor people are in their house most of the time too, and it's not as awesome.
Yep.
So I don't like to hear those kind of complaints. But I understand.
Poor little rich boy, you know.
I understand him getting a little upset when people are attacking him for being rich. It's like, but that's where he and I differ. I'd have tweeted too. I'd be like, eat it, motherfuckers, because I was poor too. I went and made money. If you don't like it, go make some of your damn self and leave me the hell alone. And guess what? I'm rich, so I'm important, and you're not. But seriously, I don't attack the dude for being rich.
Yeah.
He made his money, legitimately.
Yeah.
If you came up with Facebook, you'd be rich, too.
Or Napster.
Yeah, that's right. He did come up with Napster. The whole Facebook thing was kind of like a, he sort of pushed himself in there, didn't he?
Yeah, kind of did, according to the movie.
I hear that for the most part.
That was pretty accurate.
It's fairly accurate. Yeah. There's some discrepancies, but the movie's a great movie. Man.
It's a good movie. So, you know, Alan Sorkin is actually thinking about directing the Steve Jobs movie.
Yeah, I've heard some hubbub about that, which yeah. I would definitely check that movie out, too. So.
Not to get onto the Apple tangent. Yeah.
Apple tangent.
I'm kind of sick and tired of hearing about, you know, Steve Jobs' death right now.
It's a big deal, though.
It's a big deal, but geez, come on. But
that's what the media does, man.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that's like saying I'm sick and tired of hearing a Lindsay Lohan, and yet, strangely, I'm not.
Oh, she's posing nude.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah. But, you know.
And Playboy.
She was so good looking, and now she just looks like a meth addict.
She does, but come on. You still hit that.
Well, of course I'd hit that. That's not the question, is it? I know a lot of people attack her. This is me, guys. You're about to get the what do we call this? I don't even know. I lost the word.
The soapbox?
No. I'm very, like, you know, I am such a, like, root for the underdog type person.
I hear you.
I feel really bad for her. And a lot of people are like, oh, that's ridiculous to feel bad for Lindsay Lohan.
Well, look
people,
where she came from.
People. Yeah, look at her parents.
No kidding.
Wrote off her. They pushed her so they could... become. They both want to be famous. Her dad and mom are both addicts.
Yep.
And you guys, people will forget. They're like, she's old enough to know better, except she wasn't when she started, and nobody ever showed her any better. And now, guess what, guys? She's what they call a drug addict. Drug addicts rarely, if ever, do things that make sense.
No kidding.
And I kind of feel bad for her. Is she stuck on herself and thinks she's better than people? Yeah. She's a drug addict. And, you know, anybody out there who's had to deal with a drug addict in their life, they understand. And the others, they don't.
Well, you know, I'm rooting. She's the female version of Robert Downey Jr. I mean, I'm really rooting for her. I hope she, you know, makes an Iron Woman 2 or something.
I heard Dr. Drew talking about her the other day.
Oh, yeah?
And he was saying, it's really scary because we are watching somebody slowly kill themselves. And we're going to watch this girl kill herself if she doesn't get help. And it's true.
Yeah.
She will die eventually. Mm-hmm. And what really made it interesting is I started stopping, and he made some points about drug addicts being unsensible. And, of course, she's doing unsensible things because that's what drug addicts do. And I started thinking about the last couple of years where we've been to different horror conventions and whatnot where certain drug addicts have been there. And we got all... turns out when Jason Mewes was at the one con, that's when he had started up again. And while he wasn't rude or anything, he was...
just really quiet.
Very to himself.
Yeah.
And then we were all talking about Corey Haim was kind of a jerk. Well, he really wasn't, though. He wasn't a jerk. I don't think he did anything jerky now that I think about it. He was very withdrawn. Very, leave me alone. I don't really want to be here. It turns out he died not even a year later.
I'll give you that.
You know, drugs. Drugs, people. They do heroin and stuff. Does some really messed up stuff to your system. So,
it's a hell of a drug. Drugs.
Lindsay Lohan needs... What was it Britney Spears did? Her parents became like... what do they call that? They become like... The court legally, you can make... so the people are basically in charge of you. Like, they get saying, like... and that's what Britney Spears did. They appointed...
made them power of attorney?
No, it's not power of attorney. I forget what it's called. But that's what Spears did. And look, straightened her out. Lohan needs that. Unfortunately, her parents aren't going to be the ones to do it.
She needs, like, I don't know, some better people around her.
I had a lot of hope for her, man. We have...
hey, remember The Parent Trap?
We have it. I own it.
Oh, God.
Mean Girls is a fantastic movie written by Tina Fey. The script.
Yeah, that's right.
Not the story, but the script was written by Tina Fey. Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, I even like that movie. I mean... Herbie was okay. It wasn't great, but it was okay. I'm just saying, she was a good actress. She's adorably cute.
Yeah.
You know, she was going to play Linda Lovelace, right? She was.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And she's got that, John Gotti movie coming out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. If she doesn't go to jail.
it's not looking so good for her right now. Although
maybe Jill will be, you know, good for
her. Well, that's a lot of people think that. Maybe that's what she needs. So, you know, we haven't heard anything from Paris Hilton in a while, so she's cleaned up her act a little bit, it looks like. So.
Well, yeah, let's hope.
Let's hope. I think she's straightened up a little bit. Yeah. I don't think she was ever a major drug addict, though. She was just spoiled. Yeah. I'm sure she did some drugs, but
Yeah, well, she was caught with cocaine.
So we have, this is way too serious of a show, Casey.
Yeah.
We promised to be less serious. It's been a week, and not a bad week. We both talked about it. It's not been a bad week. It's just been a weird week.
It has. It really has.
And so, but I think it's time to end the show.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that with music.
Okay.
And maybe that'll lighten the mood a little bit. Hey, Geeky News is never supposed to be a comedy show, just sometimes we're silly.
Yeah.
We're silly in this show.
And sometimes we're down.
Okay. So we're going out on some more, because I wanted to play this last week and I didn't have it. So we went out on, well, last week we had requested for Nirvana, and that was fine, but I had to do a remix, and it was really cool. So this week we're going to go out on what I wanted to go out last week. In the 90s, I there for a minute loved some Refugee Camp All-Stars.
Oh,
and
Boogies.
Some Wyclef. Yeah, we'll have to talk one day about how that whole thing. So they went from Refugee Camp to Boogies. They just took off the ref.
I know.
Part went to Boogies. Anyway, so this week we're going to go out with a little Wyclef and some Refugee Camp All-Stars and a little Staying Alive. So remember, guys, here at the Geek and News,
the geek shall inherit the earth.
Yeah. We got the refugees. Wyclef Jean. Jean Forte. You know what I mean?
I can't believe he was trying to become president of Sweden.
Look a here, look a shorty got back. Should I ask for a dance? Hold on, there's too many in the wolf pack. And besides, dirty cash talking to her. Buying a fake furs and taking it to the fever. Friends is Franklin's in the malls with his friends. Material girl living in a material world. But it's alright, cause it's Saturday night. And Mr. Funk Master Punk the Bee Gees. And all you college students playing Ouija. Check the spelling R-E-F-U-G-E. E get the CD from Sam Goody. You ain't even close with the rhymes that
you really
wrote.
Like
don't
song,
be mad cause I'm broke. Let me clear my throat.
I don't think you're even listening
John
to me right now.
Well, I'm only just a rhymer. You still a small timer. Hoping that the game treat that ass a little kinder. It's a great song.
It is a good song. I like Gunther in November better, though.
That's
right. It's a good song to, you know, leave the show out on.
I have an Avenue song here, too.
Oh.
I just always thought it was fun.
I love this video.
I haven't seen the video. I think I've seen bits and pieces of it. It was back with MTV.
A lot of good looking girls.
I believe that.
Yeah.
If you got more than a dollar in your pocket.
Right now, well, you can tell by the way I roll, shorty, that I'm a ladies' man, a businessman. Condo on the show, multi-mission, venture plan, but it ain't in my plan to make moves without the fan.
Okay, you attack your class through the track of the job. Pay the tax. I had to get a single of this too.
Connect like 9X. Drinks at the bar, my American Express.
This takes me back to the day. Back in the day, we used to go to a place called Zabo's, which was a teen club.
I know Zabo's.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of teen pregnancies happen at Zabo's.
Thanks to me. I think that's enough. You guys take it easy.
Live at the carnival. 9-7 till infinity. High. Refugee All-Star. Can't stop the shining. Can't stop the shining. Can't stop the shining. Can't stop the shining. You wanna stop the shining? 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 Can't stop the shining.
Want even more of the awesomeness? Then check us out online at pennycult.org. Pennycult, stick that in your ear.